I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake has rocked southeastern Turkey and northern Syria Monday, destroying hundreds of buildings and killing more than 1,300 people. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Hundreds are still believed to be trapped under rubble, and the toll is expected to rise as rescue workers search mounds of wreckage in cities and towns across the area. On both sides of the border, residents jolted out of sleep by the pre-dawn quake and rushed outside on a cold, rainy, and snowy winter night. Buildings were flattened and strong aftershocks continued. Rescue workers and residents in multiple cities searched for survivors, working through tangles of metal and giant piles of concrete. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine's defense minister is confident Western allies will agree to the country's latest weapons request, warplanes to help fight off Russian forces that invaded the neighboring country nearly a year ago. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov told a news conference in Kyiv on Sunday Ukraine had already received everything from its wish list to Santa, except planes. He adds, there will be planes too, the question being, what kind exactly? Consider this mission is already completed. So far, Ukraine has won support from Baltic nations and Poland in its quest to obtain Western fighter jets. But several Western leaders have expressed concern that providing warplanes could provoke the Kremlin and draw their countries deeper into the conflict. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
About 200,000 Russians have left their homeland for Serbia since the start of the war in Ukraine. Many are seeking a new life in a similar Slavic country free of Kremlin oppression. But it's a complex relationship as Serbia refuses to impose sanctions on Moscow. It also seeks to join the European Union. This is VOA News. China's foreign ministry Monday called a U.S. decision to shoot down a Chinese balloon that Beijing's claim was merely a weather research balloon and had veered off course as unacceptable. The aircraft, which Washington said was a spy balloon, had spent several days flying over the North American continent and the United States, leading the U.S. to call off a planned visit to Beijing by Secretary of State Antony Blinken. The balloon was eventually shot down over the Atlantic on Saturday. Speaking to reporters at a regular press briefing in Beijing, Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Mao Ning called the U.S. decision an overreaction. She said China had made it clear that it was an unexpected incident of force majeure or unforeseeable circumstances that could not be controlled. She said the U.S. still deliberately hyped it up and even attacked it by force. This is an unacceptable and irresponsible behavior. Officials in the U.S. state of Ohio are calling for additional evacuations at near the wreckage of a train that derailed in the northeastern section of the state Friday, fearing a tanker explosion. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Ohio governor's office issued a statement, and sheriff's deputies went door-to-door in East Palestine Sunday, warning hundreds of residents remaining within a one-mile radius of a train that derailed and caught fire Friday to evacuate. Officials said that one of the rail cars was at risk of a catastrophic failure, with concerns about a potential explosion and shrapnel. Responders were monitoring but keeping their distance from the fire. But early on, residents like Elizabeth Sherry captured the sound of thundering pops and the billows of smoke lit orange by the fire below. Federal investigators say a mechanical issue with a rail car axle caused the crash. About 50 cars were off the track, and about 10 of those that derailed were carrying hazardous materials, including vinyl chloride. I'm Jennifer King.
Israeli forces have killed 5 Palestinian gunmen in a raid on a West Bank refugee camp Monday. The raid, which the military said was meant to arrest suspects allegedly involved in a botched attack on Israelis, was likely to further exacerbate tensions in the region. The Hamas militant group claimed all 5 as members of its armed wing. The Palestinian president called the raid a crime. The violence comes during one of the deadliest periods in recent years in the Israeli-Palestine conflict, and it's the first in weeks of Israel's new government, its most right-wing ever, which has promised to take a tough stance against Palestinians. Hong Kong's top court Monday ruled the policy of barring transgender people from changing their gender shown on ID cards unless they undergo full sex reassignment surgery violates their rights and is unconstitutional. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.